Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord, who is our Savior, who is the Lord of life, who is our only hope and our help. He is our very present help. He is a God who's at hand and not a God who's afar off. Now, having said that, I ask, for how long are we to wait on the Lord? Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord. The Lord tells us to wait on Him. For how long are you to wait on Him? Should you get tired of waiting for Him or give Him a deadline for acting or operating or working and say, now, Lord, if you don't do this by such and such a time, then I will do this and that? I was reading some prayer requests that were given many years ago, probably 25 years ago. And one of the requests was of this nature, please pray. There's an opportunity to be, to get a particular position, and I need to have, make a decision by such and such a time. As I looked at that, I thought, why, the answer to that is, I'll just wait and see how the Lord works. I mean, it is not urgent with the Lord. Now, we need wisdom from Him in acting and making decisions, but we never tell Him that we don't have to wait for Him any longer because time is running out. He remembers how short our time is and our days and how long they are. And we can pray the prayer, Lord, so teach us to number our days. It's like a man who is rationing his days. He travels across a desert. Water to him is very precious. He doesn't pour the water out on the sand to watch it evaporate or go down in the sand, for he can't get it back. He wants to use the water for sustaining his life, and so he will be very careful in how he uses such a precious commodity. Well, we have been given opportunities to serve the Lord. And we don't have time to be going down wrong roads and turning around, trial and error. We wait on the Lord. Now, that is a very difficult thing to do. Many times we feel that the Lord is not aware of how much time we have in which to operate. And so we will give to Him a deadline. And what we ought to be doing is to be faithfully serving Him and looking unto Him. Don't make choices based upon what the flesh demands, but make your choices based upon what the Word of God teaches. And make your choices and your decisions based upon on what side of the issue will you be brought down when it's all over. On what side of the issue are you coming down on? Are you coming down on the side that's going to lead you closer to the Lord? Or are you coming down on the side that's going to take you away from the Lord? You think it through for decisions, for wisdom in making those decisions. And so often people will feel, if I don't do this, then such and such will happen. If I don't get married to this one, then I'll never get married. If I don't marry this unsaved person, then I'll never get married. Well, that's not what God says. See, there are certain things that are clearly taught in the Word of God, and you never do wrong to get a chance to do right. There are some have said, if I don't do this, if we don't have a child out of wedlock, if I don't have a baby, then I'll never have a child. No, that's not God's way of doing things. God has a way of doing things. Wait on Him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that Thou wouldest strengthen today, that Thou wouldest empower us by Thy grace, bless us afresh, and help us to minister Thy word, and to be careful in doing so, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's continue in the book of Genesis chapter 24 now and go down to verse 50. When Laban and Bethuel answered and said that which had come to them in their ears, their hearing from this servant of Abraham was from the Lord. And they said, we can't add anything to this. We can't take away from it. I mean, how can we dispute this? The Lord has shown you that he is for you. He has blessed you in your journey. You made your request, and how did you were brought to the path of talking with this one that you had come to? Now, see, there were other daughters that he could have said. They could have said, no, let's choose another one. Let's go to another family that's in this family and get a daughter out of this. Was Laban in a hurry to see to it that his sister was chosen? Was he in a hurry to see to it that she entered into all of these riches and not another? Well, he does speak up. Verse 51, behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, again he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. So this man was a man who was continually worshiping the Lord. It was a very humble man, laid himself low before God. He was looking upon the Lord as a God of faithfulness and truth, a God of power and of mercy, a God of wisdom. And these could not but help to see that this man feared God and wanted to do what the Lord wanted done. Now, after this has taken place, in verse 53, the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. So if the motive for the brother was that we give her to him, we're going to receive some dowry money. No, but he does give these things, silver and jewels, gold and clothing, all of this is given. And her mother, precious things. He also gave to her brother and to her mother precious things. These two are getting their separate gifts. And the way that is put down, he gave also to her brother, and he also gave something to her mother precious things. It didn't say he gave to them something to share. No, he gave them individually something. So the union is all the way around. Everybody is in on this matter of approval. Everybody that mattered. They did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. So it's now time for them to, it's too dark, it's night, and the gifts have been given. The daughter has been given, and now the oath has been settled. It's now time to get ready to go. So when they ate and they drank, and he and the men that were with him and tarried all night, and they arose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. So he was asking for the blessings, that lest he be accused of stealing her, lest he be accused of being rude, he asked, send me away to my master. They stayed there that night, and the servant and his men. Now, Abraham, of course, was back there in the land waiting for this servant to return. Isaac also had to be waiting for his bride to return. So he didn't want to stay there any longer. Let me get underway. Let me get back. See, this servant was very sensitive to the needs of others. Another indication of how the Holy Spirit of God is very sensitive, very tender. He knows of our needs. He knows what's going on. And so this servant was very diligent, very considerate, very eager to finish that which was set before him. And so the brother and the mother in verse 55 say, well, let her abide with us a few days, and at the least 10, after that she shall go. Now, one of the things about doing right is the longer you delay in doing right, the easier it is for you not to do right. When you know what you're supposed to do and you keep waiting before you do what you're supposed to do, pretty soon you won't do what you know you're supposed to do. As someone said to me, a little poem, on the plains of hesitation bleach the bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory sat down to rest and resting died. They came very close to finishing the job. Just before they did, they just thought they'd sit down and rest a spell. And resting felt so good until they didn't want to get started again. Time slipped away. Strength vanished. And before they know it, the opportunity was gone. And thus death faced them. And that's what happens so many times to us. We must keep moving, keep going. And the times when it feels least that we should go on are the times when we must keep on going. And so they'd ask, let her stay at least 10 days, and after that she shall go. And I doubt that she would have gone by then, because she would have been able to show her friends, look what I got. Look at the jewels that I have, and look at all the riches that I have. Now, and the girls in the neighborhood would have been coming around and saying, wow, we admire all this. And you are certainly a princess among all of us. If you go there, who's going to appreciate this that you have? And all of them looking up to her, but 10 days. That's a long time, a week and 3 days. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. Notice how humble this servant is. He didn't argue. He said, hinder me not. He asked. He still had the humble spirit. And they said, well, we'll call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. Let's see what she thinks about this matter of her staying here 10 days. They figured it was a reasonable request. But to the servant, no, it was unreasonable. It was something to delay him from doing his duty. So he didn't want to do this thing. He was ready to go back and to show and to show his kindness and to be done with this responsibility. And so after she had said this, he had said, don't slow me down anymore. He asked, well, let's bring her. Let's see what she says. And what does she do when they inquire at her mouth? She said, after they called her, wilt thou go with this man, they asked. And she said, I will go. She was willing to go. Will you go for the Lord now, or will you delay? Will you go for the Lord today? Heavenly Father, we pray that thy Spirit will move upon hearts and that many will yield themselves to go serve the Lord Christ today, even now, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. And until next time, may the living Lord, the Lord our God, richly bless you.